Now, I want to clear up some stuff because, you know, there's a lot of criticism that's said about you. So I want to give you the opportunity to speak on these things. The Native American thing. Mm-hmm. Do you regret taking the DNA test?
Look, I can't go back. Mm-hmm. But
you know, you got to explain to a lot of people that don't know. Now, you came out and said that you were Native American.
Long ago.
And they found out that you weren't. And people were very upset about that.
The same for the people who don't know.
No, but a lot of people
don't have that much time.
Because we're putting people up to her as well. So, yes.
So I grew up in Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. I learned about my family the same way most people learn about their family. From my mama and my daddy and my aunts and my uncles. And it's what I believe. But I'm not a person of color. Mm-hmm. I'm not a citizen of a tribe. And I shouldn't have done it.
If you had a chance to do it over, would you?
I can't go back. You know, but I shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
But what I can do is try to be a good partner. And that's what I do every day.
How long did you hold on to that? Because there was some reports that said you were Native American on your Texas bar license and that you said you were Native American on some documents when you were a professor at Harvard. Yeah. Like, why'd you do that?
So it's what I believe. You know, that's, like I said, it's what I learned from my family.
When did you find out you weren't?
Well, you know, I'm not a person of color. I'm not a citizen of a tribe. And tribal citizenship is an important distinction and not something I am. So.
Were there any benefits to that?
No. Boston Globe did a full investigation. It never affected, nothing about my family ever affected any job I ever got. Mm-hmm.
You didn't get a discount in college?
No. You're kind of like the original Rachel Dolezal a little bit. Rachel Dolezal was a white woman pretending to be black.
No, this is what I learned from my family.
Yeah.